From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Iran's president has a blog. We find out what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has to say. But first, more news from the Middle East.
In Lebanon, the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah appears to be holding for a third day, but the political battle continues on all sides. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, writing in today's Washington Post, calls the outcome a victory for those committed to moderation and democracy in the Mideast, and a defeat for those who seek to undermine those principles, Syria and Iran. We're joined by Syria's ambassador to the United States, Imad Mustafa. Mr. Ambassador, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In a speech yesterday in Damascus, Syrian President Assad praised Hezbollah's victory. But then I heard an Israeli man interviewed last night on All Things Considered say that really there are only losers here. And he meant people on both sides of the border. I wonder if he's not right.
Of course, if you are talking about the heavy casualties that were inflicted on the civilian population in Lebanon, of course, that was a tragic war on a very, very grand proportion. However, if you are taking into account how Hezbollah successfully fought against the Israelis and successfully retaliated against all their attacks, then at least you can say that Hezbollah has emerged victorious. And to prove this, you can see three major things. First, how Israel had to downgrade its original demands at the beginning. If you remember, they were talking about breaking the backbone of Hezbollah and totally annihilating Hezbollah. And then they were just saying, we want them to stop their rocket attacks on us. This is on one hand. On the other hand, look at the internal debates today in Israel. The Israelis are so disappointed with the outcome of this war. And they, all of them, they agree that this was, they wouldn't say the word defeat, but they couldn't claim at all that they were victorious. On the third level, if you look at what has happened, Hezbollah has managed to capture the imagination, the hearts and minds of all the Arab and Islamic world. You are looking today at Hezbollah in a very, very different perspective.
I wonder if that's a good thing, though, in the long run. I understand that this may look like a political win for Hezbollah, but do you really want a state within a state acquiring arms and acting independently of the nation that it lives within?
This is not a state within the state. Hezbollah is actually represented in the Lebanese state. They have members in the parliament. They have members in the Lebanese cabinet. This is a resistance, not a state against the state.
But, Mr. Ambassador, they have rockets that they set off when they want to attack a neighboring
Lebanese
country.
Lebanese army. Actually, Israel was attacking the Lebanese army in the past month. Not against, they were not bombarding Lebanese governmental offices or institutions. They were fighting against an Israeli occupation, for God's sake. However, let me say this. It is so important. There might be some good that will be the outcome of this war only if the Israelis for the first time ever will realize the following, that they cannot continue to depend on their sheer military superiority to impose their occupation policies on us, on the Arabs. Then, for the first time ever, they might consider a political solution to the Middle East problem.
Mr. Ambassador, President Assad said in his speech yesterday that peace in the Middle East, in his view, is not possible with the Bush administration in power. If that is the view of Syria, what do you see for the next 2 years?
This is not the view of Syria. This is the conclusion of any thoughtful human being, anyone who would look at and scrutinize the behavior and the political attitudes of this administration and compare it to what previous U.S. administrations used to do when they really worked hard to broker peace in the Middle East, while this administration actually instigates Israel against any peaceful negotiations with the Arab side, you will understand that it is impossible to attain peace in the Middle East while this administration is ideologically entrenched in its positions against any peaceful conclusion of the Middle East conflict.
Syria's ambassador to the United States, Imad Mustafa, speaking with us from Washington. Mr. Ambassador, thank you.